10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This podcast presents information based on theory and conjecture. The creator's purpose is to suggest some possible explanation, but not necessarily the only ones to the mysteries we will examine. Remember, everything that you hear from this podcast comes from sources on the internet, and remember, if it's on the internet, it should be taken with a grain of salt and judged by your own discretion.
Brothers and sisters, as we explore topics of the occult, the spiritual, the paranormal, conspiracy, and world news, welcome to the Dark Matter Podcast with your hosts, Mojo the Mad and Dr. Clutch, and special guest tonight, Ryan Blackerby.
How's it going, everybody? Tonight we have a special guest. Oh yeah. So tonight we have a special guest with us. I got a good friend of mine on the show. We had a little bit of some issues with some technical effects, but that's what we're here for. We're here to help everybody on the show get on the show, do their thing, you know. And the show is about an open forum, free speech, and anyone that wants to come on our show, we want to have on our show to be able to discuss. And this is also a space where we can agree to disagree, right, Clutch?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So what's been going on with you before we bring on Ryan? Why don't we go ahead?
With me? Yeah. I got my fucking websites all fixed. I remember I told you they were hacked last week, last podcast. All my shit was screwed, and I had to put in the effort to fix everything, and I fixed everything to the best of my knowledge. And now I'm like slightly paranoid now, because even as I say like it's fixed, now I gotta like double check it on the sly or something. But yeah, all my shit should be fixed. And that took, like, my life was, like, kind of put on hold until all that shit got done. So I did that, and then looking for a job so I can save more money, go back to Japan, and, playing some drums today, and, not too much going on, but that's been the story of my week.
Hell yeah, man.
How's your week been, Mojo?
It's been all right, you know. I love connecting people with other people. And I think I was able to maybe hook you up with a friend of mine who plays guitar down in Lemon Grove. And I'm really excited for you guys to meet, you know. I mean, why should we all be alone in our views? And if we can find other people of collective mind where we can share our stuff, like, you know, why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So, yeah, I really would like you to meet Captain Kirk, get him in. And
Captain
maybe
Kirk,
you guys
will
do it. Yes, Mr. Kirk.
That's his nickname of sorts?
I like to call him Captain Kirk because his name is Kirk, so I'm calling him Captain Kirk just because everyone's got their little names, Clutchy Poo, including you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I got a few names. I'd be a great, like, what do they call it, multiple personality disorder kind of guys or something. I could easily shimmy myself into that category.
Well, let's go ahead and bring in Ryan here Ryan sure. to the show, and we'll have him join into the conversation. Oops, whoa, right. I just de-mic'd him there. Ryan, welcome to the show! How you doing, brother?
Good. Can you hear me all right?
I think you need to turn up your... Yeah, a little quiet. Okay. So maybe talk in directly to your phone.
Yeah, okay. How's this?
Testing.
We'll turn that down to low. We'll get that one going on. All right, so are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You're a little
still low. A little quiet.
Yeah. Not a big deal.
Do you have like an external microphone plugged into your phone? If not, just move closer to the phone.
No, I don't have any external.
There, you sound better there.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
You sound a lot better there.
Yeah, just move closer to your phone. Keep talking.
All right. Keep talking.
Well, still with
us? I think he's still there. Yeah, should still be there.
I'm here. When my screen turns off, the podcast goes away. So I'm gonna go turn.
Well, we still hear you.
Yeah. You're
still live with us.
You don't necessarily need to look at the screen while you're talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you there? Anyway, I'm going to move on until you can get yourself speak. Okay. All right. So you're a little low. You're still a little low, my brother.
Still a little low? Okay.
Yeah. If you're talking into your phone, go ahead and talk into your phone like you're talking regular. That would probably be better. Okay, unfortunately, that's what we're going to do. We'll have to deal with it the best we can. All right, so, yeah, a lot, you know, not a lot's been going on with me. I mean, I've had a death in my family and been dealing with that.
You had a pet that died a while back.
Yeah, a little while back. The stepfather died about 2 weeks ago, yeah. God rest his soul.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
It's okay. All right, brother. It's all right, man. You know, we all get through it. Death is a part of life. You know, I mean, I'm just glad that he wasn't able to, like, he had problems with, like, you know, declining, you know, mental faculties. So I'm just glad that he was able to pass on and not have to be, you know, in a nursing home, you know, for a long time. And he was a good man. And I'm glad to hear that he's all right. In another place. I'm sure my dog guided him through the Elysium gates. You know, you know, that's what I want to believe.
Elysium
gates.
What are the Elysium gates?
Gates. Well, it could be like, you know, there's fruit and food and, you know, a little mango. My dog, Chihuahua, probably guided him through, you know, that's what I at least visioned, you know, try to imagine it,
Elysium,
you know, for
gates.
Him. Yeah, But we've got a lot of crazy stuff in the news right now, man. And I'd like
to... Yes, we fucking do. Oh, my God.
Let's go ahead. Go ahead. The world is going cuckoo bananas.
It is going cuckoo bananas.
So why don't we go into the first thing, and I don't think I sent that one to you, but I know you guys know about it. Which is the terrorist attack in Moscow right now. So I'm going to go ahead and get us into some world news right now. And we'll go ahead and do that right about now.
Okay.
Welcome to another edition of Weird News World News. Well, whoa, it's going to play again. Ha ha ha! Okay. There we go. That's what I wanted. All right. Welcome to another edition of Weird News World News, where we talk about current events, whether they be strange, the bizarre, the unexpected. And tonight we got quite a show for you. We're going to talk about this. This is from Fox News. Russia, death toll rises to 133 in Moscow. Terror attack. 11 suspects arrested. Yeah, ISIS has claimed responsibility for one of the most deadly attacks in Russia. This is by Michael Dorgan, Breeze Stimson, Lucas Y. Thompson, and Fox News. Your choice for neocon awesomeness. So we're going to go ahead and go into this here real quick. Well, apparently there was some deaths, and they want me to continue to give me my email about it. But if you could, you know a little bit about a clutch. Why don't you go ahead and fill in real quick? Wasn't it kind of like debated or not whether this was an ISIS attack or not?
Well, I think it was, yeah, there was sort of a slight, you're trying to say like misinformation. That was from a link I got from Red Ice where they were saying, well, you know, don't necessarily believe it. Yeah, I think it's kind of, if it's ISIS, they say like the CIA created ISIS. So if anything, I'm kind of like, oh, well, CIA obviously knows something about it. Plus the American consulate or whatever in Russia was warning Americans, like, stay away from crowded places. Like, they, like, had some kind of advanced knowledge of this, like, 2 weeks before it happened. Yeah, and last I heard, the death toll was in 93, so if it climbed up to 133, that's pretty damn significant. So they fucked up a lot of shit there. Yeah, so I think it is, it's definitely spooky that we had, like, I guess, information about it before it happened.
Well, and, Silva is on the air. My wife, the Silva, is on the air right now, and she's telling me Silva? Yeah, it was not ISIS. It was Ukrainians.
Who's she saying
that
it
were
is?
Caught.
Ukrainians.
She says it's Ukrainians. Yeah, they were Ukrainians. They would like to tell us it's ISIS, but they definitely want to hide the fact that this could have been a Ukrainian attack. You know, when they start getting desperate like this, I'm assuming that they're really, really trying to get me to, like, sign into this dumb thing. I'd like to get more in depth with it. Maybe I could find another news article that is not connected with Fox that wants me to pay. But Ryan, what are your thoughts on this? What do you think is, you know, what's going on with that?
I mean, I have looked at some of the stuff on it, and, you know, ISIS seemingly took responsibility for it, right? And that doesn't necessarily mean that they carried it out all the time. But...
Well, check this out. My wife says she has three videos right now on X Twitter. All of them were Ukrainian nationals, and one of them was they were said to be recruited on Telegram.
They recruited Ukrainians on Telegram?
Well, they were recruited using the Telegram, because, you know, Telegram is an encrypted source, or at least it's supposed
right.
to be.
Right, I'm just saying they're using Telegram, like, not like Telegram directly, but like on Telegram, Ukrainians were recruited for this.
Yep. Yep, that's what they're saying right now, yeah.
Well, it picks
up. So, things are, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to see them working with ISIS, to be honest. I mean,
well, they're one and the same, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, Ukraine is one of the most corrupt governments, right, in the world. So, and then ISIS really is, they really have no allegiance to it. Anybody.
I'm just wondering what is the ISIS Ukraine connection? Like, why would they, and like, why would ISIS ever be
CIA
in Russia? Yeah, only the CIA.
The CIA has been known to, the CIA has been known to train ISIS and
But let's say you're a normie that doesn't believe in that. How are you supposed to, like, if you're a normie that is like a CIA denier? How is a normie exposed to make the connection between ISIS and Russia? It's just like, it's kind of absurd unless you put the CIA in it, into the equation. That's the way I see it.
Well, you know, it was rumored that John McCain was training Antifa over in Syria. All right. And then we're starting to see that like some of these people that are involved with some of these so-called neo-Nazi, like neo-Nazis that were brought up, right? Like recently in Florida, after the ADL was being sued by Elon Musk, that they popped up in Florida all of a sudden. And one of the guys with the tattoos on his face, a guy by the name of Boneface, supposedly, was trained by Azov Battalion.
Yeah,
and let back, and then he was let back into the country. So there you go.
Well, that's obviously CIA there, but I guess like I'm just like even when you paint CIA into the madness here, like why is the CIA with like obviously they're fucking with Ukraine for one reason, they're fucking with ISIS for another reason. Like how are they marrying their interests? Between like, I just don't know how they're going to sell this to like, what is Islam's beef with Russia? Like, why would, like, who knew that? Cause like they're neighbors with Russia more than their neighbors with America. Like why do they give a shit? It's just weird.
Well, they're trying to curve the narrative that Ukraine is involved with some nefarious shit. Right. I mean, for the longest time they were calling go ahead.
I said, and when you look at, you know, the Islamic State, right, ISIS, you know, I mean, basically, they also see pretty much the whole world as an enemy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but they were created by us. They were created by us, though.
Oh, no, exactly. I mean, even if you don't like somebody, if they give you free money, you're still going to take it, right? Most part. So when you look at... when you look at the world right now, the situation of the world, right? You got all the tension
with
Russia, Ukraine, Iran, South Africa, Israel, Hamas. When you look at, just in that area right there, just up that part of Europe and stuff. When you look at everything and you see the chaos that's already there, you know, why not? Why not kind of band with somebody if you don't like to cause more chaos?
Well, it's used to start a revolution, man, and to overthrow countries, but it's also to give us an unending boogeyman for us to point the finger on and get us away from our own nefarious shit we're doing right now. Our country right now is technically the bad guy. We've been the bad guy for a while. And in order for us to collapse these Middle Eastern countries, they have to have a bad guy for us to step in to go, oh, look there, it's part of the propaganda. Like, let's take a look at closer what happened to Israel. And we're starting to find out that Hamas is not only funded by Israel, but it's also funded by the U.S., okay,
the CIA again.
yep. They knew about what was going to happen before it happened, and you can't tell me that Mossad, one of the most infiltrative, security forces in Israel, wouldn't have allowed this to happen. It goes back to 9/11 too, and now when the term 9/11 is being shown. Silva says she's showing me some videos right now that has proven these are Ukrainian nationals. What's going on now is they need these boogeymans constantly. Here's another one. There's three more coming up right now. And I will see if I can copy and paste these things. I don't know if we'd be able to see it for yourself. One of the problems with being on the air radio is that you can't actually see things we're talking about. Let's see here. We got this going on right here. Breaking news. One of the terrorists who killed over 130 innocent people in Moscow concert attack is Rustam Aziov. Has been identified as a Ukrainian citizen and former soldier. Okay. And then there's a photo, and it looks like they're trying to cover up what they're doing. They've got their faces covered, and they're using Arabic writing, but they're definitely, they don't look like they're Arabs, man. They look like they are Ukrainians. So let's just get back. Here's a Twitter. It says it won't let you open the link right there, but Silva's putting some stuff on there. Yeah, they want us to have a boogeyman, man. They need to amp up the fear. They need to amp up the chaos. And one of my theories is as they, as we get closer to this 2024 election, if they can't get us to fight each other right now, if they can't get the left and the right to actually fight, and I know the left has been goading us like big time, if they can't get us to fight each other, they're going to manufacture this shit because optics is everything, right? Silva says this one guy looks like Zelensky. Let's take a look at the other one right here.
Well, what else was Zelensky doing this time?
Moscow Hill terrorist attack video. Interrogation of the group. He does not speak Russian. Communicates through an interpreter. And they got him. He's alive. He's right here, right in front of us. And yeah, these guys, I think they were.
I heard they caught like 11 of them.
Yeah.
They caught
them. Yeah, they got
them. They had 11. Yeah. Yeah.
They got them.
Yeah.
So
133 dead, though. That's fucking nuts. You know, there you are just going to a concert in Moscow, minding your own business. And then, mass shooting, like pretty fucked up.
They're attempting to use these people kind of like as proxies, you know, and then it's all to start a greater war, you know, because they believe that I think that if they can start a war, they can reset everything and use it to boost their economy and boost the fucking war effort, man. Like, it always happens before there's some sort of, go ahead.
War is always good for an economy, right? As long as you're,
that's what they say. I mean,
unless of course, you know, your city's the one that's being bombed.
It still puts the country in debt. It's good for the banks. I don't know about the economy, like, because generally after war, both whether you win or lose, you got to pay off a bunch of loans. So it's more like a stimulus. It's good for the banks, really.
The numbers are probably going to rise a little bit more. I mean, if I remember right, wasn't it set on fire afterwards too? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
It was set on fire.
So you may still have a bigger body count than what's currently at. Right?
Yeah,
definitely. Definitely, I think so too. Let's move on to this next topic so then we can get into some in-depth stuff about what Brian wants to talk about real quick. I'm going to go ahead and move to the next article here. This one happened over the week too. Migrants rushed the gate over in El Paso, Texas. Highlights friction between federal Texas border enforcement by Raphael Barnell, and this is The Hill. A group of migrants rushed past Texas National Guard troops at the border while on El Paso on Thursday, seeking to surrender to the Border Patrol to apply for asylum. These migrants made their way across concertina wire and through an opening in the border wall where they were momentarily forced back by a small group of National Guardsmen. After rushing past the guardsmen, migrants made their way to the next border barrier and then turned themselves over to Border Patrol. As of 3 p.m. local time, the migrants from this group had all been moved from the site. An additional personnel have been deployed to the scene, and the situation is under control, so they say. The Border Patrol continues to monitor the situation as increased Border Patrols in the area. According to a statement from Customs, Border Patrol Protection, the CBP, and Border Patrol's parent agency, they took control on U.S. took the entire incident took place on U.S. soil where foreign nationals are entitled to request asylum. The National Guard is under control of the state government, which is currently locked into legal battles with the Biden administration against seeking and expanding the local current control of immigration enforcement. So what are your thoughts on this, guys? Like, go ahead.
My thoughts are pretty much the borders, there is no control down there, right? The people who control that border are pretty much drug cartels and stuff. They drop people here to distract everybody, to bring all the resources that are down there to those points so that, when they send drugs and stuff over, they're not being stopped.
Well, check this out. We know that Greg Abbott is a member of the World Economic Forum, right? And so now all of this focus right now is on the southern border, but what about the northern border?
The northern border?
We know that they're...
That's a mess as well.
They're coming in.
Yeah.
We look at, like, well, we, you know, here in Spokane, right? I mean, Spokane is actually a pretty good hotbed for human trafficking as well, whether people realize that or not.
Yes.
It is a higher, this is one of the higher rated cities for that. We're only, what, a couple hours from the border?
Nobody
talks about the north border. I mean, it's kind of like the, you know, watching my right hand is doing while my left, so you don't see my left hand, right?
Right.
And, it's show game.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I, you know, the northern border is a freaking mess as well. It's just not advertised like the southern border is. But again,
it kind of feels like they're trying to focus us on the southern border while we're like ignoring the northern border. Meanwhile, people are flying in from Montreal and going to some of those borders, crossing the border right through those border states. They've seen people in camouflage and winter camouflage coming up down from the northern border.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's definitely on the radar, you know, and I've gone through talks with, brought it up with law enforcement and stuff before, you know, we've talked about it, you know, and the concerns surrounding the northern border here, and, you know, Washington State itself is, I mean, when you look at the borders, we're unsecured all over, right? The coast. I mean, who owns most of the ports on any of our coasts? It's not America. And you'll see those Chinese shipping containers all through the state and stuff. There's big concern, at least not publicly, but officially, there's big concerns for a bunch of sleeper cells and all that stuff. Because when you get 10 million people crossing the border illegally, and that's just down in the southern border, they're not counting the northern border, you know. But all those people are not just looking for the American dream. And so it's a huge national security that, unfortunately...
Yeah, it's like you wonder... like you're right. They're not here for the American dream. Plus there's not, it's not like we have like 10 million new jobs that opened up and that like when they do like the, you know, the economy added so many more jobs this month or whatever, when they give those reports, like they're not giving jobs reports that reflect anything that could absorb the immigration numbers. And so you wonder, okay, yeah, obviously they're giving them free money to be here, but how long until that money runs out for them to be here? What are they going to do?
Well, and if we jump back to like the southern border, right? And that's a good point. The free money, right? So
yeah,
you know, the immigrants are getting free phones. They get, you know, $5,000 in money. $5,000 in it. A lot of the pretty much all the hotels down in the Arizona area and stuff, they will not rent a room to Americans because they're getting around $800 a room to house illegal immigrants, you know. And that's getting paid for by the government. So I know some people down at the Arizona border, and I've seen the videos, I'll send one over to you a little bit later there, Mojo. But there's one where he actually goes into the different hotels, and they will not let in any American, even though they are on American soil, you know, and they're public hotels. You know, and that just watching that one video, it just really shows how out of hand this has become, and how much Americans have been put on the back burner as far as, you know, being taken, you know, being looked after by your own country. And so it's just gotten really out of hand, and it's going to backfire.
Well, what is your thoughts on the fact that there might be cartel or cartel owned individuals that are even as high as our government, man? There's rumors that the cartels are in every city right now.
Yeah, I mean, what's that old saying? Money talks, bullshit walks, right?
Yeah.
And they have the money, but, you know, but the cartels, I mean, that's, you know, down at the borders and stuff, there's a couple of different cartels that are fighting for dominance there. And almost nightly, there are firefights that can be heard between cartels. And so it is a pretty nasty area. But the other thing too is when you look at all the intel that those that are coming over, you know, there's some really huge concerning things, such as countries that people usually will not leave to go to another country for asylum from, right? And these people, these men are young men of fighting age, right? And so there's a lot to suggest that if there was an attack to be done, it would be done by a bunch of sleeper cells around the country that are set up.
Yeah, it's not like they have women and children with them.
No, women and children are basically just for to get your asylum. But now you don't even have to have them. You can just say, you know, I'm sick of asylum, so I'm afraid to go to my country. And boom, you're in. And then they give you a court date. They say, okay, make sure you promise to, you know, you swear you're going to show up in 6 months. Okay, then they release you, right?
Yeah.
And nobody knows, they don't track them, they don't know where the hell these people are at. And so, then you got to start wondering, well, why are they actually here? You know, they're not here, like you said, they're not here to protect them. They're not here to, you know, support a family and stuff.
Yeah, and there's no jobs for them.
Well, there's rumors, and speculation that these are UN soldiers. There's been rumor and speculation.
There's a bunch of Chinese nationals, you know, and there's a lot of data to point towards that they are military trained individuals. And the only reason
why... Yeah, but also cartel trained and stuff too. But like the China has been taking over the UN, you know, if they can cause a civil war.
Cause civil war, and then once the country is fighting, what happens? It weakens the country.
They
right?
send in UN troops. They send in UN troops to come in to become peacekeepers. Yep.
Yeah,
and that's
let's be honest. What is the UN, right? It's not what they try to sell them as. So
definitely.
It's just. Again,
well, let's move on to the next article.
Okay.
Go ahead, finish up.
No, I was just saying again, you know, just got to be prepared because it doesn't look so promising here in the U.S. as far as what could happen in the near future. So just everybody, you know.
Definitely. I agree. I agree.
You know, listening.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
And we all need to kind of come together as Americans, right? What they've done here is they've made a divide, definitely, you know, and it's both, I believe, a spiritual war, and it's also a political war, but it's also something really esoteric as well. The next thing I'm going to talk about is TikToker tells illegal immigrants how to invade American homes and invoke squatters' rights by seen Jana Farabanov, an American TikToker with 5,000 strong online, is following, is offering up his, offering his comrade, offering his comrades tips to invade unoccupied homes and invoke squatters' rights in the United States. Venezuelan national Leo Moreno, who appears to live in a suburb of Columbus, Ohio, said that he recent, in a recent video that is under U.S. law, if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. He appeared to be referring to adverse possession laws, commonly known as squatters' rights, which allow unlawful property of occupants' rights over the property they occupy without owner's consent in certain circumstances. Moreno claimed in a viral TikTok video, that he, which has drawn more than 3.1 million views, that he has African friends who've already taken seven homes. This firebrand influencer, who lives with his partner and baby daughter, argued the only way that his fellow immigrants to escape living on the streets is to be not to become a public burden is to invade unoccupied homes. And here's a little fucking clip from that asshole. And I will say asshole. And I want to say, you know, let's, you know, he needs to be shot in the face. I mean, let's see if it'll be on, you know. You know, I'm just telling you, if they broke their contract with us, the law, then what is the law doing to approve it?
The migrant influencer is at the center of controversy this morning. He has been using TikTok to coach migrants how to live in the U.S. by taking advantage of laws protecting squatters. Penadoba reports. In his most recent...
Yep, that's enough of him, because I don't like him. Fuck him. Yeah. This is going to...
Were you able to watch a great a lot of that session? Because I mean, he's the guy is absolutely right though, and there are many instances, like especially in like New York and California and stuff, of cops being called and they can't kick the person out. And
well, that's because they're backing the criminals, and they're breaking their contract with us. Like, they're taking away our rights to give it to them.
Yeah,
I won't back the blue anymore. You know why I won't back the blue? Is because the blue is compliant with the criminals. The blue, and the sheriffs might have taken...
Well, they did rewrite the laws. They rewrote some of the laws in some of these states.